Bombay, how may I help you?
Hey, is Rakesh in?
Let me check. I'm going to go ahead and try to transfer you to his office.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bombay, can we help you?
Hey, is Rakesh there?
This is Rakesh.
Hey, Rakesh, this is Nico from Bank of Cardiff. I'm just following up on our phone conversation that we had a few weeks ago. You had said that you're interested in some working capital and equipment financing for that new restaurant you're opening up in L.A.?
Yeah, I thought you guys, we told you guys we won't be able to do it because you guys needed too much information and we had some, like, NSFs on our bank account, you know?
No, I didn't hear back from you guys, so I wasn't sure what was going on. What was that?
Yeah, no, because what happens is kind of different the way we had our bank set up, you know, so we would just, our bank manager would just call us in the morning and say, hey, listen, you guys are negative 8,000, and we would just walk into the bank, give them the 8,500 or whatever, then they, you know, pay the checks, but because we have, it looks like we have all those overdraft fees, but they actually refund them to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. So I thought I'd talk to you, and we said, hey, we'll just wait 6 months. We'll start depositing the money like we should be doing. We just had some hackers like 3 times break into our accounts, and we just felt uncomfortable leaving the money in there every night. So.
Okay, so you guys had some, cybersecurity issues.
Well, we were the first ones even 25 years ago. I don't know if you remember those... oh my God, they were called PDAs.
Yeah.
You know, right now, people are walking around with iPads taking orders. Back then, we were the first restaurants to use PDAs, and the waiters would walk around, and you know, there was no security sockets or anything at that time, so people would just go into our bank account, wipe them out, and yeah, it was a big, big mess, so we ended up throwing all of that money away, you know, and those things. So after, I mean, that was years and years ago, but it just kind of stuck in there, so we just kind of got stuck in that routine of not...
Mm-hmm.
The money all the time, we just deposit it when we need to, but then that doesn't show that, you know, we're a healthy, strong business, even though we are. I mean, we've got $1.5 million in each restaurant coming in. It just looks kind of weird. So now when
so it looks weird on those bank statements, right?
It looks weird on paper. We know it's not, but you know, if somebody's looking at it from the outside, it kind of looks kind of strange, you know.
Right, yeah, I mean, I could only imagine, you know, from an outside perspective, how awkward that must look when you've got the type of cash flow at hand, but your businesses supposedly are doing, you know, healthy, but then on paper it looks, you know, weird, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I thought. We'll just wait 6 months, start depositing the money the way we should do, so then when we have 6 months of, you know, solid statements, we can come back, and whether it's you guys or, you know, a couple of other guys have called us as well, then we'll try and get some funding. It's just we needed this funding kind of urgently to move on this location. We've got a great deal. Somebody wants to get out of the business, and he's offloading 7 restaurants fairly cheap, so we were trying to take advantage of it, but... It
okay, yeah, yeah, you guys are... So you're looking to buy the property, is that what you're trying to do? And then, you know, build your restaurant based off of the property that you're buying?
It's not a property, I mean, it's a restaurant, so, they, you know, it's leased, so we would be leasing it back from the landlord.
Okay.
So we'll be buying it from the seller, you know, he wanted 700 grand, and... Now he's down to like 250, but I think we could still squeeze him down to like 200 grand, and probably going to take another 100 grand to remodel it and stuff, you know, but...
Right. And you guys, you said that, I mean, last time we spoke, you had mentioned you were kind of using mainly family money, things like that.
Yeah, the uncles and friends and stuff.
Right, like right. Kind of help your business, you know, push through, become something, right? Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of interest from us as well, so they're happy. You know, we give them 12%. Interest, so they're super happy. Rather than 2% in the bank for them, you know, 12% every month, it's good for them.
Yeah, that's a nice little return that they got. I mean, they're helping you out, you're, you know, paying them back. Okay, well, Rakesh, here's what we can do. I know that obviously there are some concerns in terms of the bank statements and things like that, but if you want, see, what we have is, if you want to send in the application for either whatever program you want to work with, last time I explained it to you was the working capital or the equipment financing. I'm sure you're familiar with both of them. We can have your your file on hand so that when you want to come back to it, we already have all the information, and all you would have to do is just update the bank statements and update the tax return, depending on when you want to, you know, look at your options that we can give you.
Okay, sounds good. I'm in the middle of something right now, but could you just send me a quick email?
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's...
BombayRestaurant.com.
Okay, all right. And then I'll have it just addressed to you. I'll put, like, attention, Rakesh, in the subject line. And then if you want to just, you know, I guess, fill that out and have it sent to me maybe by the end of the week, how does that sound?
Probably next week. We've got some huge weddings that we're working on.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. I'll just follow up with you next week then. What's the best phone number I can reach you at? Because every time I call, I keep getting the restaurant phone number.
Oh, this is fine. You can call me at 619-888-0007.
0007. Okay, I'll follow up with you. You know, is there anything in particular that you're looking for right now that you might want to, you know, consider? If you want to jump on that piece of property, to buying that restaurant right now, is that something that you're kind of trying to do?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. But like I said, I don't want to waste your time or mine. But yeah, send me the application. I've got to run, dude. We're so behind on time right now.
Not a problem, man. I'll send you everything, and then if you want, just fill that in, and I'll follow up next week.
Thanks, bye.
All right, Rakesh, bye.